Very well. We'll eat in the coyote tradition. But I'll have to demand a fair and equal division of the meat. Snort pushed himself up and swaggered over to me and stuck his sharp nose right in my face. Coyote not like demand and not give hoot for equal division. I'm sorry, Snort, but fair is fair and right is right. I want my equal share of the skunk. Otherwise, there's nothing to keep you two guys from hogging the whole thing.
Ha, 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 ha! Oh, at last, Hunk sure understand coyote manners.
What are you saying? Surely you don't mean... In coyote tradition, coyote eat and guest watch. Now, wait a minute. If you think I'm gonna sit still while you guys... He lifted his lips and displayed his teeth, which were very long and sharp, and he also growled. All right, calf rope, I surrender. Just this once, we'll eat in the coyote tradition.
Ha! Hunk, pretty smart dog!
You got that right, Charlie.
What?
I said, thanks. Snort gave a yip and a howl and dived into the middle of the skunk. Rip did the same thing, and within seconds they were in the midst of a terrible fight. They snapped and they snarled and they slugged and they gouged. Brotherhood among the cannibals can be a pretty rough affair. Nobody but a coyote could survive it. Well, they rolled off the skunk, don't you see? And all of a sudden, Junior's head appeared around the edge of the cottonwood tree. He looked left and right and hopped over to the skunk. He snatched it up in his beak and hustled back behind the tree. Upstairs on his perch, old man Wallace watched the whole thing. When he saw Junior steal a skunk, he brought his right wing to rest over his heart.
Oh, son, my boy! All these years I've waited for a sign, and here it is right before my very eyes. Praise the Lord, the boy's gonna make something of himself. Save me a leg, son, I'll be right down.
He stepped off the limb, spread his wings, and crash-landed in a plum thicket. Rip and Snort missed the whole thing, didn't see any of it. They were still trying to tear each other apart, rolling around and chewing on each other. The air was filled with dust and coyote hair. Next thing I knew, I heard a yip, yip, yip.